The biggest thing that stops us from getting the results we want in pretty much any area is the gap between knowing what we need to do and actually doing it. And mindset is that bridge between that, between knowing what to do and actually going out there and doing it and sticking with it. And now this is relevant to like 90% of courses, right? It's even if it's not health and fitness, you're pretty much always changing a behavior.
Welcome to Imperfect Action. I'm Steph Taylor. For years, I read all the books, downloaded all the freebies, and did all the courses. But it wasn't until I started taking Imperfect Action that my business had its first $1 million year. Imperfect Action is about doing things before you're ready, prioritizing consistent action over perfect action, and moving forward, even when you're not sure you're doing it right. On this show, you can expect mindset advice, actionable marketing tips, and strategies to build a business that brings you more profit, more freedom, and even more joy. Are you on the list to get my daily biz boosters? Every day, I'll send you a bite-sized prompt designed to help you grow your business in a more intentional way. Sign up at stephtaylor.co/DBB or at the link in the show notes. Hey, welcome back to Imperfect Action. This is episode 644. Today is another episode of Ask Steph. Now, if you have a question, a business dilemma, something you want some advice on, you can submit your question for me to answer on an episode on this show. You can do that at stephtaylor.co/asksteph. It can be anonymous or you can put your name on it if you want a little bit more personalized feedback and advice. Now, today's question was submitted from Brittany at Actively You. And the question was, do you need to do coaching or Q&A calls for online courses, not evergreen ones? What are alternatives to keep it personal but keep the workload minimal? So Brittany wants to know, for an online course that's not a fully self-paced course that somebody can join all the time, but rather one that is, I'm assuming, a cohort-based course, she wants to know what alternatives there are to doing live Q&A calls and live coaching calls. So the first part that I want to start with is, does your audience need live support to get the result? Now, when it's a small shift, when you're making a really small shift, they might not. But if they're making a really big shift, they probably will. Now, I'll give you some examples. Like a small shift might be tidying their pantry versus a big shift, which would be organizing their entire house and then keeping it that way. Notice how one of them, it's like a pretty quick, short transformation. The other one is a pretty huge behavior change. It's something that they're going to have to implement over a longer period of time. They're not going to see the results immediately. And then they're going to have to keep putting in the work to maintain it. And now, Brittany, who submitted the question, I can see your business is in the area of health and fitness. So you are dealing with a pretty huge behavior change element when it comes to your course. I'm not entirely sure what the course is about, but I'm assuming it's in the realm of health and fitness if that's what your business is doing. And these habits that people have around their health and their fitness, they're probably very ingrained. Like they've probably been doing these bad habits for decades. So it's likely that they're going to need a lot of support to make the shift that they need to make for them to get the end result. So in then deciding what other structure, what other format could you create that's not a live Q&A call, we first need to figure out what kind of support do they need. Do they need expert advice? So are they going to be asking you, or do they need questions around, you know, specific macros and specific ingredients or specific movements that they're doing? Do they need that expert insight? Or do they need accountability? Do they need somebody to just make sure that they are doing the workouts when they say they're going to do the workouts, or they are ticking off the lessons in the course as they go through? Or do they need community and general morale boosting? Do they need to just not feel alone? It might be one of these. It might be all three of these. For example, Launch Magic, my 12-week program, I know that when somebody is launching, they need a combination of all three. They need the expert advice to answer their questions about their strategy in their launch. They need the accountability because there is a lot of work that goes into a launch. It's a major project and it's very easy to have other things pop up. You know, like one thing that happens when my students start launching, because a launch is like 90 days, right? When my students start that 90-day runway leading up to doors open, they start to get a lot more client inquiries because now they're showing up, they're being really strategic with their content and their messaging, and now suddenly people really want to work with them. So that can distract them. So they need that accountability. And they also need that community aspect because launching brings up a lot of mindset muck. It brings up a lot of like, the fears that nobody's going to buy, or the fears that you're going to put in all this work and it's going to all just flop, or the fear of judgment when you post your first social media post, or when you first do your very first webinar. These things all pop up. And that's why we have Q&A calls and the community, right? Because the Q&A calls give them that ability to get the expert advice from me, and the community gives them the accountability and that sort of general morale boost of being part of something. You know, you're part of a group that is going through the same thing. You're all dealing with the same mindset muck that's coming up. Now, there are alternatives to doing the traditional coaching or Q&A call model with your online course. So we're going to look at those in this episode, I promise. But I first do want to share a little bit about why I love Q&A calls. Now, even though everyone's question in the Q&A calls, it's usually something that relates to them and their situation, like they'll share it in the context of their business, there is almost always something in the question for everybody who's listening to the call. They can see themselves in some part of that person's story, or they can take one little bit from my answer and apply that to their business or their launch. And I'll often have calls for Launch Magic where people will be like, oh, I'm just here to listen. I don't have any questions. And then when they're listening to somebody else's questions, it brings up questions that they didn't even know that they had. And then they can have those answered live on the call. So it does have that massive benefit to it. It also has that awesome community feel where you are on a Zoom call, you're seeing everybody else's faces, they get to see each other. It feels less lonely when you can see people's faces rather than just someone's name in a Facebook group. Now, if you enjoy doing the calls, but you are worried about the workload, and I'm not 100% sure from your question, Brittany, whether it was purely 100% a workload reason, or if you just don't enjoy doing the calls and maybe they're draining your energy quite a lot, I would suspect that it's probably the energy draining as well as the workload. So in that case, ask yourself, what could I do to make this less work and less of an energy drain? I love mine because they are an hour or 90 minutes if you're in Freedom Fast Track, but Launch Magic is an hour. People can submit their questions ahead of time. I kick off by answering the ones that were submitted first, and then whatever time is left, people can share their questions in the chat and I answer those. And that's it. That's the workload. I'm just showing up for an hour, answering questions, hanging out with my students. That's also the other part. Like, I love the actual aspect of being there on a call, hanging out with them rather than my students being like this separate kind of, I don't know, they're just going through and I never see them or hear from them. Now, that is essentially the entire workload. I run Launch Magic twice a year. So it's 12 weeks of 1 to 2 calls per week. And then Freedom Fast Track is 12 months long with 1 call per week, but not every call is with me. So it's a fairly minimal workload just doing those calls. And I actually personally think it's less of a workload than some of the alternatives that I'm going to share, but I'm going to share all of the alternatives anyway. All of the ones that I know of. There might be other ones out there that I haven't even thought of, but I'm going to share all the ones that I know of in case these start to spark some ideas for you. Or if you think, oh, I'd be able to implement that in much less time than I'm spending on live calls. So option number one. Have it completely focused on the community instead of on calls. So have them ask their questions in the community for you or your team to answer. This way, you don't need to be showing up live. And often the same questions will come up again and again. So you can actually template some of those responses and have a team member respond to them with the template. But this can still be very time consuming. If you don't have a solid process around how you manage the community, it can end up being quite a big time drain. Now, something to consider is, do you want the community to be centered around you with everyone asking you the questions? Or do you want the community to be centered around the community, so they're asking each other questions? This is going to depend on how much expert advice they need and how knowledgeable the other people in the community are. And then you really need to make sure that you set those boundaries with them. So if you say, hey, look, this community is here for you to ask each other questions, then communicating this with them and letting them know those expectations is very important. One thing that I have seen work really well for others is hiring their alumni, so people who've already been through the course or the program, to come back and to answer the questions that are in the group. This can work really well because somebody who's been through the entire process is probably going to have a really good understanding of the bigger picture. Yeah, they might not have the same expert insight that you do, but they'll probably still be able to answer the questions reasonably well. Now, for the community approach rather than calls, for this to work, you need to have a pretty engaged group. Otherwise, it can actually feel even lonelier than not having a community, right? Because if you're in this empty Facebook group and nobody's responding to you, that's pretty lonely. That's not a great place to be. Now, the next alternative is accountability groups or accountability buddies. So if this is really useful, if accountability is one of the areas that they need support with, right? So you can set up little pods or you can pair them up with a buddy. And this can be fully hands off where you're saying, hey, you've got to connect with each other and organize yourselves. Or it can be very hands on where you are organizing them into pairs or into groups and you might even arrange a time for them to meet. Or it can be somewhere in the middle. We've done this with Freedom Fast Track where we have little small group accountability pods, which is just like a little group chat in Telegram. And in each group, they are sharing, you know, each week, Lauren on my team is checking in and they're sharing their wins. They're sharing their challenges. They're keeping each other accountable in this small group format. Now, for this approach to work, whether it's buddies or whether it's a group, they need to be paired with someone at a similar stage in their journey. And the people in the group all need to be engaged. Because if you have, you know, a group that's got one person who's engaged and everybody else isn't, that's pretty demotivating for the one person who is engaged. So it can be a little bit more challenging when you're hands off to organize this. What we did with Freedom Fast Track is we noticed one pod was quite quiet. So we actually merged the four pods into three bigger groups. And since then, it's worked really, really, really well. Now, option number three, mini mastermind calls. So yes, these are still a live call, but you don't actually have to be the one running the calls. And how it works is that everyone in your course can jump on the call and then you split them into breakout rooms where they can each workshop a little challenge that they're struggling with. So you'll set a timer or you'll say everybody has 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever and set a timer and then they get to workshop with each other. This is really great if you have a good mix of students. Maybe some are experienced or they're alumni and then some are a little bit fresher. It might be a bit of a challenge if everyone is brand new and nobody knows the answer. And it's kind of like they're all lost essentially. But on the other hand, this can work really well if they want the general morale boost and they want to have that more connection with each other within the course, which is really hard to achieve when it's all 100% self-paced, or even when it's a community, but you don't get to actually see each other's faces. The fourth alternative is to train other coaches to lead calls on your behalf. So if you have a specific process or method that you lead your students through, you could train somebody else really thoroughly in that process and then train them on how to coach in your style if they already aren't a coach. And then you could have them coach on your behalf or you could have them lead those Q&A calls for your students. Now, this is a much more advanced approach. Most of the success stories I've heard with this is when somebody has hired a past student. They've hired somebody who's been through the program themselves and experienced the process, and then they've taught them the coaching skills. Now, of course, this doesn't work for every program. In fitness, for example, you might just need to hire someone with particular certifications rather than someone who has only completed your program. Okay? It can also depend a bit on whether the questions that are getting asked are about the program and the content in the program or whether they are much more specific. You know, for example, in Launch Magic, a lot of the questions that come up are ones that really need that launch strategy expertise to be able to say, yeah, this is going to work or this isn't going to work, rather than just somebody who has experienced the process in their own business. The fifth alternative is to bring in other experts to coach on your behalf. Now, this sounds very similar to the last option, slightly different because in this approach, you are basically bringing in an expert that you trust and you're saying, I trust your coaching style. I trust your expertise. You do it your way. And I do this in Freedom Fast Track with my mindset coach, Sally, every month. She comes in for the mindset coaching calls and she runs those calls with her expertise and her coaching style. I haven't trained her, but I know how she's been trained and I trust her approach. I trust her expertise. I know she's amazing at what she does. I also do this every second month where I bring in a guest expert. So we've just had my good friend, Anita Seek, who's a brand strategist. She came in and she led a hot seat style coaching call with my students where I hadn't trained her in my process. She was coaching them based on her expertise, not on what was in my own curriculum. Now, in your case, Brittany, our listener who submitted the question, you could potentially bring someone in to do mindset coaching a few times a month in your program. Because when it comes to changing our behavior, and especially with health and fitness, mindset is the biggest thing that gets in the way. You know, the biggest thing that stops us from getting the results we want in pretty much any area is the gap between knowing what we need to do and actually doing it. And mindset is that bridge between that, between knowing what to do and actually going out there and doing it and sticking with it. And now this is relevant to like 90% of courses, right? It's even if it's not health and fitness, you're pretty much always changing a behavior. If you're teaching somebody how to start a podcast, you're potentially changing the behavior that they have where they hide in the shadows and don't like stepping into the spotlight, or where they find they're not consistent with their content. If you're teaching somebody how to cook, well, you're changing the behavior where they now need to find time to prioritize cooking rather than binge watching Netflix every night on the couch. So you're still changing their behavior in some way, regardless of what you are doing. Now, option six, alternative number six, is have someone on your team do accountability calls with them. So if accountability is the biggest area where they need support, you could have a team member run accountability calls. We do this with Freedom Fast Track every month. Every student has a non-optional accountability call with Lauren on my team. It's 15 minutes long and she checks in with them on their goals, how they went with doing the things that they said they were going to do in the previous month, where they're stuck, what questions might have come up that they can then bring to a hot seat call with me and they can ask me those questions. Right? So that's keeping them accountable to what they said they would do. But it's not so much giving them the expert insight or the community support. So there you have it. Six potential alternatives to live Q&A calls. Community instead of the calls, accountability groups or buddies, mini mastermind calls, training other coaches to lead calls on your behalf, bringing in other experts to coach on your behalf, or having someone on your team do accountability calls with your students. If you have anyone in your life, any friends, any family members who are creating an online course and they haven't considered what they might do instead of Q&A calls or how they might even add extra value to their course on top of their Q&A calls, hit the share button. Let them know about this episode because it's how I get to help more people. And if you're not already subscribed to the show, hit follow in Spotify or plus in Apple Podcasts. And it means you'll get each brand new episode delivered straight to your podcast app every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you next time.